What?
How are you doing?
Episode 456 today.
I love that.
Which Sarah loves.
That sounds spooky.
Stop it right now. I do not want to laugh. I am in a bad mood.
Oh.
And I do not want you to grease the wheels
with
your hilarity.
With my hilarity? I have so many wonderful funny things to talk about.
No, I do. I want you to be funny.
Why are you so bummed, huh? Just like regular life stuff or what? Exhausted?
Yeah, well, remember last week we talked about the how California's on fire, and that is for sure affecting my health, and so I have migraines every day. And you know how, like, some people will get a headache and then they'll call it a migraine? And you're like, you don't fucking...
I don't know because I don't think I've ever had a migraine, Susie. So I really,
genuinely, if you don't know if you've had one, you have not.
Right.
Because they're so horrendous. And I've had them every day. Thank you for climate change deniers for making California a hellhole.
It really is terrible.
Well, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing... better than that. I'm not on death's door. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you about the cycle of events that took place over the last 2 weeks. So I was like feeling, you know, like bummed, like just like sad as one does during these uncertain times.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like in my sad place. And I did the thing that I like to do. Well, and I was like, okay, let's utilize my resources. Let's talk to Ren and let's like put a list together. And he was really helpful of like what I could do.
Yeah, you're trying to be a healthy, functioning adult.
Yes. So let's like handle the stuff. So it was like, okay, let's like make a list of like things that bring me joy. So I'm like thinking about all the stuff that brings me joy. And one of the things that really makes me happy is like baking. So I have been doing some... like serious perfecting of my key lime pie, which is like the easiest thing in the world to make. And Ren taught me how to make it. Now, since it's like so simple, it's fun when you take a really simple recipe and you like try to perfect it. But it's funny. I told her, I just realized that Ren is in this really tough position where he realizes that I'm like trying to perfect the pie. So I asked him like, is there anything that like I should change? And he doesn't want to say no because, like, he wants to tell me it was the perfect pie.
Right, he wants to assist you, right.
But if he says, no, it's perfect, then I'm not going to make any more because it's like, okay, done.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, I mean, like, maybe we could change, like, the ratio of, like, whipped cream to pie. Sure, okay, that'll work. Change how you decorate it.
The pie needs to be bigger.
Right. So I've just been making. So that's the first part of the story. Making heavy pies. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm not eating a lot of the pie. Like, you know, Renzi and the pie. I'm like bringing some pie to my aunt. Like, you know, I'm like, well,
there's pie distribution.
However, there's a lot of taste testing going on. that to the point where I'm like, there's like a lot less whipped cream than there was. I ate so much whipped cream.
That's like, beautiful. That's great.
And like everything was homemade. It was so delicious. But because of all this, I was like, I'm kind of feeling like a little slower than usual.
Slower.
We'll call it that. So I busted out and this is like not an ad at all, but I busted out that cross rope, jump rope.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mother of God.
I mean, that's a workout.
I was like, first of all, I learned then that I'm definitely not going to survive a zombie apocalypse at this current state.
No,
like,
I get it.
I mean, we got to up the jumps. Like,
that
was a wake up call. That was a big time wake up call. I got flashbacks to my days on the challenge when I was like real relaxed in my cardio. Where I was like doing a little more like chilling than running.
Right.
And I was just like, ugh. But the good thing is I live on the only, like, I don't have an outside area. I live on a second story, like, and we have a balcony that's like over the street. And because it's like second story and everybody who's like driving by can see it, I'm doing my workout out there, and it makes me feel like I have to be really accountable.
Absolutely.
So it's like doing it with
an audience.
Yes. So it has become my like you know. So
honestly, yeah. I've been thinking about this, how a lot of your, not your, anyone's flaws or like weaknesses, you can kind of turn them around to be helpful. Like in that case, we love an audience.
Love.
We're performers. Yeah. We like attention.
True. Yep.
So in that way, it's helping you become healthier and more fit.
Totally. I'm utilizing
so that's
that.
Cool.
And then when I totally had to run inside and puke my brains out.
You didn't.
Well, I mean,
puked
I didn't
your
like,
brains out?
First of all, I didn't like puke my brains out. I'm being very dramatic. But I absolutely dry heaved because I was jumping. Like, I was like working so hard, man. Like,
good for you.
You know?
I mean, that is impressive.
I got, because Susie, I mean, like, you're so good with a routine and being consistent. I really was like thinking to myself, I'm like, if you just do it. Just
I know.
Start,
honestly.
And this
Nike slogan is,
oh my God, you're
key.
So right. It just do it. Just like, just do it. And it's so,
just do it.
But you know, I talk to clients about this. I talk to and friends, you about this, that we have like the change process. It's not just like you want to do something or you don't want to do it. It's like, there's a whole process of change where it's like, pre-contemplation, like you haven't even thought about changing. Then there's like the contemplating.
That is
the
so
change.
True.
This is like a real mapped out stages.
Like, I agree.
Like for real, and it is so helpful when you understand that you know, like maybe I'm in the stage where like I'm aware that the problem exists, but I'm not. There's not really a commitment that I'm making to take action.
You're not ready for that.
I'm not ready.
Yeah.
And then my favorite stage, which I feel like I existed in for the last like 6 months, preparation, which is like the intent on taking the action to address the problem, but like you haven't done it yet. But you're intending to. You intend to. And then
that's fine.
We
yeah.
get the action. So now I'm like in action mode, you know, because I've like jump roped like twice.
Well, that's why I say the 5 minute thing, like just do something for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
Cause that's how I started my fitness journey like 3 years ago. It's like, I can do 5 minutes.
Susie, this is really, I feel like you've told me this before probably, but like, this is one of those times where I'm like open to the advice and like
I needed
to hear it.
Yeah. Just do 5 minutes.
And maybe it's,
and I did that for a whole year. It's not like I ramped up.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, a whole year I did 5 minutes only.
Oh, get out. And
And
you know what?
And
I did watch your arms go
more.
Like get super like crazy toned. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm sure she just does it. And I think about your mom and her running up and down the stairs.
Yeah, 10 minutes she does.
That's it. And my mom, I'm like, all these old ladies, not old, sorry, ladies. You're just saged, wisdomed ladies are, you know. Also, who cares if we call each other old? I don't even give a fuck about that.
I agree.
Okay, good. So all these old ladies are like out workouting me. And so I got to like, you know, I've got to move from the preparation to action phase.
Yeah, but seriously, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. It's so good because I like.
It's doable.
I lasted 9 minutes and 17 seconds before I was like.
Wow, that's a lot. No wonder you puked.
I was
That's
like dying.
A lot for that jump rope.
Thanks. And like, ooh, the arm workout. This was like totally not a commercial. More like a commercial for health. Because like,
for sure.
You know, it's like, so yeah. So
were
that
you
was
sore the next day?
So
I would have been. If
yes.
I did,
and you know what? Where I was sore, which is like, it makes a lot of sense. My feet.
No way. Were you doing it barefoot?
No. Oh, but that would feel really good.
Why are you reacting like
I don't know,
that?
Because, like, I have no idea why I did that. Because, like, I feel like that would be, maybe because, like, it's, I live in, like, a concrete jungle. Like, you know.
True, yeah.
It's just, everywhere is just cement.
Why your feet hurt?
I think
was
because I haven't used them. No, the arch, you know, like because I, when you jump, when I jump rope, I kind of jump on my tippy toes.
Yeah.
Which is a funny
Holy
word.
Heck.
There's really no adult way to say tippy toes.
Have
tip-toes?
You been drinking?
No.
I love what you are being like right
I have,
now.
I have not, but I didn't have breakfast. And, okay, that's why I had a little
of
sliver of key lime pie. And
pie.
I had a lot of coffee.
Oh
I've had
God.
Sugar and coffee.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know,
I miss you. And like, oh. I have not ever even been inside your apartment.
Susie, I don't even want to get started on it. It will just make me angry. And not even about you, not just like,
it's so wrong.
Do you know how much I love putting out a charcuterie platter?
I
know. Do you know how much I love having, like, I miss our game nights. I miss, like, you know, bugging
just
Lincoln.
Just time together.
Yes. Like, I mean, Thanksgiving? Come on now.
Right.
What's going to happen? What's that? This is, like, going to be solo, you know.
I know. For how long, Sarah?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, but it's terrible. And I just miss like connecting with you and people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure everyone shares that pain.
It is a bummer, man. So
no,
yeah,
you got to do fun things.
You got to do stuff that fills up the joy cup. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, okay. But oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of which story I even want to talk about, because now that you've said like, let's not be sad. But it's not sad. It's happy. Can we just talk about the adorable documentary, My Octopus Teacher?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's beautiful.
I'm so glad that you told me to watch that.
I'm so glad you did.
Me too. And I watched it at the perfect time. Like, it was early, early. We're talking like 5:30 in the morning. Sun's not even up. I'm like curled up on the couch, you know, with my coffee. See, when you get started at 5 a.m., you drink a lot of coffee. and it was just like beautiful. And I was just really like focused and paying attention. And, you know, it's amazing. It's really, those octopi are like phenomenal creatures. What's your favorite part?
Well, first of all, this is on Netflix. It's a documentary.
Yes.
And
tell me important parts.
It was about this guy. I think he was in South Africa.
Yes.
And he was struggling in his life, as many people are right now, and decided to go back to sort of his childhood, which was by the sea. Mm-hmm. And he just started, what would you call that? Free diving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He went and, first of all, the water in South Africa is freezing.
Stunning. Oh,
well, beautiful
yes.
and stunning, but it's freezing. It's
right.
really, really cold. And you can like tell by looking at it, it's cold. And it is choppy and it looks dangerous. And so I was even just like, this takes real
skill. I said that to Adam. I said, I wouldn't do that for $1 million, what he was doing.
It was, oh my God. What about the nighttime dive?
Right.
Oh, I was so scared.
We kept going, this guy's nuts.
It's interesting because I could see myself getting there, not in cold water because that's insane, but I could see how, and how he, it was just like one small decision each time of how to get closer to nature. And one of the things he said that I thought was so beautiful is he did this, and where he kind of got the idea is he did this documentary film following these trackers in Africa, and they are some of the best, I would say the best trackers in the world, and are so, and he said they are not observing nature, they are part of nature,
yes.
and they are involved in, like, they are a part of the system, and they're in it, not watching
And that's
it.
Like the goal. That's what everyone should be, but we're not.
We're not at all. Mm-hmm. And so he went in with the intention of like, how do I be in it? And try, and it meant not using a dive tank and free diving. So he's just breathing, like holding his breath.
He didn't have a wetsuit on.
Didn't have a wetsuit, which I also really understand too, because he said he wanted to be able to feel like the environment and respond to it. And there's something about wetsuits. Maybe it's the thickness and the neoprene and something where it really does take away the...
Yeah, that's why I like them.
It does create like this barrier.
You
this
feel
like
safe. In
yes,
there.
You feel mm-hmm. safe. You feel protected. Like if something bit you, you'd be like, oh, I'm okay. You know,
right.
Which even if it's like, that's not true at all.
Exactly.
Like, so
it gives you a
I
sense
totally
of,
understood.
Separation.
It. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I got, and there's no place I feel more relaxed and more.
Yeah,
at
you're a
ease.
Little mermaid.
Oh, God. It's the most beautiful. Like, so I got it. And I was like, I want to be there.
The
so
cinematography
bad.
Was so soothing as well and so stunning. And you really got a sense for all the beautiful colors under the sea. And
how did he do that?
Sarah.
Susie.
I do not understand.
I don't
how
know
he
either
this.
Because he went alone.
Right. So, and he didn't have a tank. So he was just taking a breath and filming. But it doesn't seem like that. It's
and
so
I
fluid.
Do know it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's very talented. It really is a beautiful. I'm so glad that this kind of art and that like he's able to put it together like this, and that this kind of I don't know like artistic form can be. Like marketed and
to the masses
yeah, that we can all
I agree.
Like, because it does seem something that if you didn't have a camera there that was so high, if we didn't have the equipment that we do now, this would not be able to.
Well, and a
be
lot
a
of
thing.
Times with films like that, they can get preachy and sort of like, this is why you need to take care of the ocean. And
totally.
You're like, okay, yeah, obviously, but. This wasn't that at all. It just showed you, and then you can make your own conclusions about what the message is, which I liked.
And I thought I was going to not like him. I thought I was going to be like, oh, gosh, this guy. Because I'm like, oh, look at you with your oceanfront property in South Africa. And because I've been there and I've seen, like, what the there's such, like, a wealth inequality, like, gap there
that
just feels like, you know, like
right,
I can imagine
tell me how to be
right
in tune with nature.
And I can
right,
imagine the kind of childhood he had of like, oh, you know, like, okay, you got the ocean.
See.
So I was like, okay, this guy, like your privilege, a lot of you, the you know, like the freedom to go do this. So, but he was very humble and very like,
He was broken. He was a broken man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, I'm down for that.
Can you believe, though, that he made contact with that octopus?
That's why I think that they know some shit.
I know. That makes me sad.
I'm never eating them again. But then I was like, if they die that fast.
Never eating them again.
I couldn't. Like, I can't think. I can't. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry thinking about it. This movie made me cry.
Oh, Sarah.
So silly. Because
no,
it's a stupid octopus, but you have to see the movie and then you'll be like.
I love you.
It's so dumb.
So you felt a kinship with the octopus.
More like with nature.
Yeah. Well, and how we turn that off so that we can sort of do whatever the fuck we want.
Right. Yeah, but it's like maybe the octopus like has a right, you know.
How so?
Because like it's not like spending money on mascara, you know. I don't know.
but
then again, maybe that's our camouflage, or maybe that's our like, you know, like mating dance. So maybe it is fine. It's just like our version of it.
Our mating dance. Yeah, good point.
Isn't it kind of like?
Yeah, for sure.
You know. But it was just so, it was so cool. And like, I, you know, you learned, oh, you just learned so much. Like when it was like walking, I'm like,
oh my God,
this is a thing. How can you eat something that is bipedal?
I'm sorry. Yes.
That's true.
I know. I'm like, nah.
And that its tentacle, that two-thirds of its consciousness is in its body. Like, in it, like,
yes,
I barely even understand what that means.
Right, because they were saying his cognition or her cognition was partially in her brain, but mostly in her tentacles.
Like, that's like, and having the little suction cups fingers. On them. They're all learning, like, I mean, by,
really
by octopus standards, we're dumb.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, yeah, they can, like, they can do a bunch of stuff, but there was a part that I disagreed with, though. That I'm
okay. What?
So I wasn't a big fan. I was kind of mad that he didn't scare the sharks away.
Oh.
So there's
always like this question of whether he should or would intervene.
Yes.
If the octopus was being threatened.
Yes.
And right.
My argument for why is like, you saw the connection that they had, like this octopus, like definitely like knew who he was.
Trusted
him. Haven't you seen all of those videos, those animal videos out there where like, the dog runs in and saves the cat from like the bobcat or like, mm-hmm. like animal buddies absolutely protect like cross species and jump in and save their friends. So could you imagine you're this little octopus and you're like, oh, this is my buddy and I trust him and we're coming out and we're like hanging out and having a good time and the shark comes by and he just kicks back and does nothing. I'd be like, whoa, I thought we were friends. That might even be why the lobster got attacked, because if I were the lobster, I would have assumed, not lobster, octopus, I would have assumed that this guy.
He had your back.
And then he even helps him catch food, like the lobster, you know, like he uses him. Like, it seems like they had a symbiotic relation, like kind of like a,
you
know.
I agree with you.
And so, and then when the shark did bite him, spoiler alert, but he's okay. He was okay. Also, spoiler alert. I should say that before. Should have said that before.
Just keep doing that.
Yeah, right? Spoiler alert. Afterwards, he like fed him animals, like little shells and malt, and like got him like back to health. So you can like nurse him back to health, but you can't protect him afterwards. I was like, I was mad about that.
Do you remember in the documentary, the penguin one, the March of the Penguins?
Can you believe it? I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh, I think you would like it.
I know, it's like a classic, but like, yeah, I will, I'm definitely going to cry. I mean, these animal ones, they just get to me.
Yeah, that was a beautiful one too.
Yeah.
And okay. In that one, they had to grapple with that same question. Ugh. But that was different because whenever a human intervenes in Antarctica, then it can really throw things off.
Right.
Overall, because then they start to trust humans, which they shouldn't, because some humans go there and do things
them.
That aren't. Yeah. Whereas in this case, that's really not a concern. That octopus only has a lifespan of 1 year. I don't think the risk is really great of some sort of interplanetary imbalance.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Interspecies imbalance.
Right.
So I would agree with you that go ahead and
kick that shark's the freaking ass. Shark. Yeah, and he's only got a year. Let him have a good one. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know. I was just like mad about that part.
Yeah, I see
you
your
know?
Point.
So, mm-hmm. It felt like betrayal. And then, like, could you imagine afterwards if I were the octopus? I'd be like,
yeah.
What
yeah,
the fuck?
You.
Fuck,
yeah,
what,
right.
Where were you,
thanks
dude?
For nothing.
Thanks for nothing. I'd be like, mm-hmm. Psh, I'm not going to have your back. That's it. I'm out of here. So, but I thought it was really, and like the, it's so amazing that he captures some footage of things that, I want to say octopi. That's the right thing to say, correct?
Well, it used to be. They changed it. Now it's octopuses.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Octopuses. Ah, that's the funniest word. Oh. Octopuses.
Right?
Yeah, that's
But every
funny.
Time I say it, I feel like that feels weird.
Yeah, it does. It definitely feels like the name of a James Bond supervillain. Dr. Octopuses. I know there is like a Dr. Octopus probably, and there is probably a, I know that's a thing. People are like, but I'm not a nerd like that. So like, don't at me. Okay.
You can call it whatever you want though.
Yes. Yes. But so yes, I thought it was beautiful. And then in the end, it was like, yeah, but the parts, it's funny. Cause like the parts that I thought were going to make me cry, like didn't, but it was like other parts that were just like beautiful, like more like reflective parts of like, oh
yeah, I would
and
agree.
Man, did it make me want to go swimming. I want to be in the ocean. So I just want to like be underwater just like all the time. I'm just fill up my bathtub.
Yeah. I was saying to Adam how like for so many people, the things that most of us do to restore our mental health mm-hmm. or our physical health, are no longer options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why so many people are suffering mentally and mm-hmm. physically right now because there's no restoration.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I had to come up with different techniques. Like key lime pies, which led me to jump roping. So, and the good news is I'm
puking.
In a much better mood. I'm puking, but I'm in a much better mood.
Are you?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good.
Because I could feel the good endorphins. Like I could feel the, like I've had a week of like, okay, getting things crossed off the to-do list, you know, like.
Okay.
Let's
yeah,
do it.
You were feeling like in control.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it like all ties together. You know, you're like, oh, I'm feeling like, oh, I'm not motivated. No. And my to-do list piles up. And then you're like, oh, crap. Now I'm got so much to do. And so now I'm like, yeah, got to turn this ship around. Let me use some of my own techniques. Here we go. And
good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, got to like practice what I preach, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, yes, I feel like funny. It's kind of like on Will and Grace, how she was an interior designer.
Oh, my God.
She was living out of boxes. I mean,
that's really funny.
That's most people with their jobs.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. That gives me a little bit of freedom then, a little.
Or like a medical doctor who smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
Oh, for
you know.
Sure it happens. Yeah. They're like, yeah. Oh, who cares? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. But definitely care about that. Don't do that. Oh, what else do I want to talk to you about?
Yeah, what
that
else?
Was beautiful. What else? What else? Tell me.
Anything fun going on? Anything? Any poop stories?
Oh, me? Oh, this one's real funny.
Okay.
I almost want you to just do it. And then I want you to like laugh at what the reaction is because this is
okay.
How I found out about this fact. So get out your phone or computer.
Okay.
And please play along, listeners. All I want you guys to do, if you're not driving, but like who the hell is driving anywhere right now? Google how lobsters communicate. How do lobsters communicate?
How do... okay.
And just look Let's at the see. Result.
Sarah!
Yeah!
Ew!
What the heck?
What the heck?
They pee out of their faces.
Why does it say that's how they communicate?
Because that is how they communicate.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Lobsters pee out of their faces. They have urine release nozzles right under their eyes.
Yeah.
They urinate in each other's faces as a way of communicating either when fighting or mating.
Isn't
or
that?
Mating. Oh my God, they're into golden showers.
Oh my God, I didn't even take it that far, but that's hilarious.
What is the reason for this?
I would imagine that it's because like that's where their pheromones are or wherever like some hormones they're secreting that can help them communicate. But yeah, and you know how I love facts on lobsters. So somebody sent me this one and I was like, "Oh my God, thank
a
you."
A brainiac or like someone like in your life.
I I can't remember. Well, it's got to be a Brainiac. It's got to be.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So somehow I came across this. And then also in there, in that same article, or it was like facts on lobsters, it was debunking the lobsters are monogamous myth.
Oh, really?
Yes. That despite what friends tells you, they are not monogamous. And in fact, the way that they mate, like this I learned, this is totally weird. So since we're on like an underwater theme, female lobsters that when they are like going into, like when they're molting, when they're shedding it, like their shell, and they're in this in-between phase where they're like growing a new one, that's when they are like open for mating, basically. It's like they're basically like undressed. And then male lobster can deposit his sperm, and she carries it around with her, and she can carry it around with her for up to 2 years. And she may be like with another lobster, but still have be holding on to the sperm of another one.
Why?
I don't know.
Just in case?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like save it for a rainy day.
Totally. She's like her own sperm bank.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, who knew? Learned a lot about lobsters, so.
Yeah, it's like Monica Lewinsky of the
crustacean community. Stop. Look at that. Still throwing out the 1990s references.
Wow.
But I do like the 90s resurgence. Oh, good question. Probably in some sack, I would imagine. It sounds like a place where... there's probably like a... There's always a sack or something like that.
I picture like an actual little bag.
You know what? That. This is funny. This is like kind of like our bag of dicks. Like, what does the sack? What does your sack look like?
Right. What are they carrying around?
Well, I would imagine it couldn't be netted because it's got to like hold some semen. It's got to be like
yeah, it's got to be like a solid.
Yeah, like a Ziploc bag.
Like, oh my God! It cannot be clear. That's just bad taste.
Oh gosh! Oh, but so good taste when it comes to home organization.
True.
Oh, that's so funny. Speaking of which, have you seen the Home Edit television show on Netflix?
No.
And I love
it. Boycotting.
Why? 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 Why?
Well, no good reason. Don't worry.
They're like you and me.
No, I know. I did hear that. I read the article about it in the New York Times.
Oh,
but
yeah?
The article made me unfollow them on Instagram and not watch it. I know.
Well, I'm not going to read that then.
No, it wasn't anything bad. They were just pointing out, like, how, you know, let's say they redo somebody's pantry. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, they do the rainbow look. Mm-hmm. And then there's never, like, when they put a picture on Instagram, there's never sort of an errant bag of chips that, like, doesn't really fit into any of the categories.
Right.
And so the New York Times journalist was saying, like, what's the deal? Like, how is there never any kind of miscellaneous stuff? And they're like, well, that's just for Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that because it makes people think
that that's what
that
your pantry
should look
like.
It's attainable. And I get it. It's aspirational. I really do. But I just felt like, no, I'd rather follow like realistic organization rather than aspirational. Mm.
Yes, yes, yes. I will say what they do a good job of like posting pictures of people like inspired by the Home Edit or whatever. And they're all, they're very realistic. And like
those, I like you better.
Know, and I love any organizational tips and tricks. And I just like, you know, two female, you know, like
I hear they're very funny.
Oh, they're hilarious, and they're totally. It's totally you and me.
Well, and they said that in the article how they sell merch that's like pointing out how they are just white knuckling life, like all of us are.
Yeah.
But then they're posting these pictures that make people feel like, oh, okay, I have to have like this rainbow themed pantry and everything has to have a place. And I just feel like it makes people feel bad.
Oh my God. It's so funny because your house is like that for me. You live in the Home Edit, which is like so funny. I'm like, nobody is closer to that I know. Maybe my friend Audrey, she has a pantry that does look like that. And when you have those boxes, like some of the boxes to, yeah, to like put it in, you absolutely can, like,
yeah,
you know, hide some things away. Not my closet, because that shit's crazy right now. You have to have a big ass pantry. That's the other thing. Everybody's got huge pantries. My pantry is in my bathroom, because I live in LA, and that is what it is. So,
oh, is that designed like that, or that's just how you do it?
That's just spillover, okay. Because there's no room in our kitchen. We don't have an actual proper pantry.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. I live in it's teeny, teeny, tiny.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Okay.
It's always funny when, like, somebody comes over, all of the three people who have come over, and I'm like, here's the tour. This room. This room.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Well, that's all
the
right.
The end.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Turn around. There you go.
Well, and you are very organized, so I'm sure.
I'm trying. It's hard. I had to. And they do, what do they say? It's like four stages. Edit, then... edit, categorize, contain, and maintain.
Wow, I think that last one's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So how do you find how do you do something that is sustainable in, like, realistic for what you, like, work with? Like, she redid, you know what? Give the show a chance, because the episode she did this is what they do in the episode. I'm like totally defending them. Like, this is like my show that, like, I'm like,
no, I want to know.
So
if I would like it.
She does, they do two different, houses or rooms. And so one will be like a regular person and one will be a celebrity. So, and it's fun because you just want to see a celebrity's closet. And so that's like just,
You
know, voyeuristic, like, love that. And then the one that, one of my favorite ones was she redid the closet of this doctor, and they, all the women at her office, like, nominated her, and they made it super, like, organized and realistic for, like, her day to day. And there's like a dump station where she can, like, dump out all of the stuff from, like, her purse when she goes to switch purses, because she likes to switch purses a lot. She's got, like, a whole section for, like, just her scrubs and her, like, stethoscopes to hang up. And, like, they make it so, like, you see the stuff that you'll use. And, you know, and then one of, like silly little things that I don't even think about, like, when you do your drawers, organize them like how you, like, how your body is, like tops on the top shelf and then bottoms on the lower shelf. And it's just like your mind works like that. And I did that to my drawers and I was like, oh my God, why didn't I do, I did that like when I was a kid growing up, but not now. And as soon as I switched that, I was like, oh, I feel better. Like,
really?
For sure. I don't know why. Okay. Because, like, my brain didn't have to work as hard to know which drawer my socks were in. I'm like, oh, the bottom one, right where my feet are.
Oh, my gosh. Socks on the bottom.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind.
It's silly, but it totally works. Like, bras on the top are my top drawer. Then my shirts. Then my long sleeve shirts.
I don't think most people are keeping socks on the bottom.
Where are you keeping socks? Tops? Top?
Yeah, because usually there's the drawers are smaller on the top.
Oh yeah, that's where, like, bras and undies go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Socks on the bottom. I mean, that's I'm gonna think about that.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I have, like, a lot of narrow drawers. They're, like, not deep, so I, you know, it's different. I got, like, a lot. We had no drawers in there. I had to, like, makeshift. This is now just me talking about my organization. You know, which is, like, probably interesting to know.
I'm only boycotting, like, informally. So, you know, if it brings people joy and they feel inspired by it, that's so cool.
Oh my God.
I love
but,
it.
Suze, I watch the highlight reel of one of the girls' sons that she has. Like, it's her, like, making fun of her kid, who's so funny. I watch that, like, monthly for a good laugh.
No.
And I will just be in the bedroom cracking up, and Ren will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just watching that kid I like.
Oh my God. It just lightens your load.
Oh, it's so fun. You just crack up. I feel like you are this, you would you'd be like, oh, I would have done that. That's totally I see her. All right. So even if you just watch that reel and if you don't laugh and you don't think that's the freaking most hilarious thing, then, you know, I don't know what we would then. I don't know. We might like lose at the newlywed game now. I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll watch it.
Oh, that's funny. I'm like too much time apart. I don't even know your taste anymore. But I love it. And if you don't, whatevs. Everybody else does. Yes, you could definitely at me if you like that, too.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And your house totally looks like that. Ren came over and he was like, your house is organization. Like, he talks about it. He's like,
my house?
Yes. Yours is the bar.
That is so nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've said that. For sure.
That's nice.
Yeah,
my God.
Came over Thanksgiving, you know.
This is another example of what I was talking about earlier, how like our weaknesses or flaws can be advantageous. So I have a perfectionism problem and I kind of obsess about stuff, but it does make for a very organized house.
Yes, it does.
Like my anxiety has perks.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what my weaknesses help. I mean, I definitely do clean like a crazy person. Oh my God, it was so funny. I did. I totally, like, the other day I was like, you know, telling Ren, like, oh, you know, like, you know, there's a little bit like, you know, you missed around here or like whatever. Like, I don't know. I was probably being bossy, for sure being bossy. And and he was like, yeah, sorry, no worries. Like, I'll get it. You know, like, I'm sure like if we, you know, when we're around, like, you know, you're going to miss some spots here or there. And in my mind, I was like, I never miss spots anywhere. But of course,
well, that's
not true. I'm just like a like I take Q-tips to like the bottles, like the lotion, like, you know, I want it to look new. Everything gets touched. I'm crazy, but that's fine.
I like it.
Yeah, I do
too. I support that.
Yeah,
and like, Adam will say to me, "Can you please?" He'll say, "Can you please let me make the bed?" And I'm like, "No, because you don't do it right."
You don't do it. Yes,
that's, he's like, "Just teach me."
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that he's open to learn. That's really good.
No, yeah, but he won't do it right.
Right. I know. I agree. It's the same. But it's like, good is good enough. You tell me. I try not.
No,
but
it
if
isn't.
That's no, it's not. I know.
It's
I say
a lie.
That, but it's
I tell
absolutely
myself.
Not. I swear. And oh God. But you know what? This is. Don't ever get black countertops. Also, just like
yes,
that's my
mistake.
PSA. I did not do that. This is a PSA for everybody. Don't ever, and even if you like move into a place and like you go visit an apartment and you're like, wow, these black granite countertops look so beautiful because it looks so nice and clean with everything
sleek.
White and black and sleek. You will see every water spot. Oh my God.
I worked at a place that had friggin' black toilets and
no!
You cannot imagine.
No, you can't. It's like
every
that's such a
drop.
Bad. No.
Ew.
No.
So gross.
So, yeah. So I'm a crazy person, and that's that.
And that's that.
Yeah. And I don't even care. But, yes. I'm trying to think about what else I want to talk to you about besides me being a crazy person.
Did you watch the Alien doc, too?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And it's like the
on
short one, which is like silly that I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Okay. What I want to talk about. Well, I'm going to complain more. So get
Great.
Ready for this. This
Fantastic.
Is some street art that I'm like.
Oh, you don't like that usually.
I don't like it when it's stupid and annoying.
Right.
And why isn't this link working? Okay, let me hang on.
But you like nice stuff like Banksy or something.
Yes, which is funny because I have a story about both one that I hate and a story about Banksy. So street art I hate. Some stupid motherfucker. Oh yeah, because it's already open. Some stupid idiot. Decided that he would create a traffic jam on Google Maps using a red wagon full of phones.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So this artist, that is, and not I'm art. Gonna go. This is what I'm saying. I mean, and then he like does like annoying things, like he makes it 99 phones. Like I'm annoyed by that. I don't know why. But I'm like, okay, you and your 99 phones, and like because it's like Berlin, and then I think like the 99 like red balloons, and I feel like it's like an homage to that. And it's a red wagon. It's a whole thing. I don't like, and so. Yeah, so he walked the streets of Berlin pulling this red wagon with all these phones that had Google Maps open, and it gave the virtual illusion that all the roads were jam-packed. What if you have shit to do? I live in LA, and if I'm looking and I have to like avoid a traffic jam that is a guy with – I'm leaning, can we stop doing this?
So what was his message?
Okay. I knew you were going to ask that because you're always like, what's the point? Why did they do it? What is... Yep. So it says, in this process, it's pointing out... This is his quote. The fact that we are highly focused on the data and we tend to see it as objective, unambiguous, and interpretation-free. And in doing so, a blindness arises against the processes that that data generates and the assumption that numbers speak for themselves. Not only the collection of data provides an interpretive scope, but also computing processes allow further interpretation. That I'm annoyed. So, yeah. So basically what it's about dick. Like data is not objective and like, you know.
Okay, but who even said it was?
Right. And like,
I mean,
if we all agree to use it in that one way, can you like just let us use it in that one way? The reason that like it becomes, he's like showing that this can be this, like he says it's a potential instrument of power. Yeah. If it's misused, like you're doing, so behave yourself.
Right.
Stop doing that. We understand that you can do that. I just don't like, I don't know. I'm a supporter of the arts, but I feel like something that it's the same as like, this is to me like a practical joke is really what it is. Why are we hiding a practical joke and calling it art? Because like your whole rule is like, you don't like any practical jokes that like, you know, make a fool of somebody or hurt somebody or get in somebody's way or whatever. I think, you know, maybe interfering with somebody's like commute to work or whatevs or causing like, I don't need any extra ruckus or shenanigans in this 2020, please.
Were there consequences to this art installation?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
I feel like he must have broken some laws.
Even when there's no traffic alone. No, it didn't say anything. I found it. This was on Vice, and it was back in February. But
he's a menace.
Yeah, I don't like it. So I'm not even going to say his name, Simon, first name only.
It bothers me because it's like you're demonstrating that data and, well, white men like you.
Yes, yeah.
Have
how'd
power
you guess?
By using it, your
right.
power.
Right.
Like, okay, we're all very impressed, and I know I learned a valuable lesson.
Right.
Like,
come on.
I hate your guts.
Thank you. I love when you like get angry at something like with me like this. It's great.
I don't like that art has now been reduced to virality. Like trying to get a headline, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. I want to talk to you so much more about this because I'll have to save it for another time because I want to talk about the, how do you say the name of this auction house? Is it Sotheby's?
Uh-huh.
They did a hip-hop auction.
Hip-hop auction.
Yes, of like an auction of hip-hop memorabilia.
Okay.
And it's the, like, I'll save it for next time in a future episode, but I want to discuss the what they called in this article the museumification of culture. Of taking culture and making it like, and who profits from it, and is it really? And it's kind of like the street art thing, and it's like hip hop, and you know, all this
museumification of what
culture of a culture like hip hop?
Huh?
Yeah. How we're like
I get that?
Yes.
All right.
And so I thought that was really easy or really interesting. But the last thing I'll say is on Banksy before we wind it down. This was interesting. Banksy recently lost a settlement with a greeting card company that used his image of the flower thrower that's on the wall in, I think, Jerusalem, I believe.
Okay.
And they argued that it was because he is anonymous, that it's like open for anybody to use, and they won. He lost.
What do you think of that?
I mean, if he wants to be anonymous, it kind of goes with that. You can't have it both ways, right?
Nope.
You can't. Yeah, see, good. I love when we're on the same page about stuff.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, he wants cake and eat it.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely wants his cake and eat it. And the fact that he, like, has a legal team, and it has an annoying name. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember what it is. It's like, I can't remember. But you know, he's got like a whole legal team and he's trying. It just seems like
he's just extremely talented, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
And seems very smart. But even if we didn't know, you would be able to tell that he's a white guy.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Because he basically wants to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
And have absolutely no downside to it.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, the anonymity, but then he wants all the rights to his artwork. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know that you did it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh.
How do I know?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that. There you go. End of story. There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's like, nope, done. Yeah.
And I like that he does make people's wheels turn and he questions systemic stuff and government and oppression and all that. It's great.
Yeah.
But then you don't get to decide a lot of stuff because you're anonymous and secret and all that jazz.
Yeah. And so I guess now this makes it so like his entire trademark portfolio is at risk. So like what he does. Yeah, right? It's kind of like... Like, I don't know why
now
I'm
like,
fine with that. Now what? Yeah.
Pranks on you, Banks.
Yeah.
Your move.
Oh, my God. Right. Right. Pranks on you. So there you go. That's my
I love it.
My full circle art story until...
Yeah. We went from the ocean to art. I like it.
Yes. Kind of like good topics. Positive.
Yeah.
Self-care
topics.
Yeah,
let's wind it down.
Wind it down. I encourage people to like
key
be
lime
artsy.
Pie.
Yeah.
Be artsy.
Even in like decorating a key lime pie. This is a fun one I would love. Because like I loved the people who wrote about their memories with their grandparents on some of the posts we did when we talked about that in episode. So I know you guys listen to me when I say these things. If you have a recipe that you love, can we like share that? Because I need something besides key lime pies to make. Like, I'm not looking for something super complicated, but if you have like a favorite dessert or something, like, and something easy that you think I should make, like, let me know. And I will gladly share my key lime pie recipe.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, because Susie has that great granola recipe. I saw you making that, Suze. And I will happily share my key lime pie recipe, which is from The Joy of Cooking. So, like, you know, you probably already have it. But it's delicious. So, like, yeah, send me and it's so simple. So I'm looking for, like, simple stuff that I can make. Oh, I love a crock pot recipe. You know, like, show me what you got.
We learned. Lobsters pee in each other's faces.
Yes, I was just going to say that. If you have an animal buddy, protect him. It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do.
It's just kind.
Obviously.
And we're mad at street artists. So.
And we're mad at black countertops.
And black countertops. Yep. Say no to street art and black countertops. Yes.
Say no to street art. Just dumb street art.
Yeah, just dumb. I mean, I like a lot of it, but like, let it be what it is. That's that. You can't have it both ways.
Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And share with a friend.
Yeah, share it.
And then you guys can laugh about lobsters together.
We'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.